What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Super excited to be here today with Gina. I met Gina at a Access Consciousness Certified Facilitators class three years ago. Mm-hmm. And I just remember this strong presence that was so inspiring for me. It was kind of like this, like, you know, those people, like, there's this no-nonsense sort of energy. Like, and for me, who, some of you don't know this, but have at times in my life been kind of a run over, I would say, the invitation to be stronger, to be more confident in myself and confident in what I have to offer the world, Gina naturally is that to me. So having her here today is quite a treat, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Venus. It's a pleasure. Yeah.
So just a little bit more about Gina. She is a business and professional development consultant, event manager, public speaker, and teacher. She's been working in the education department in Australia for over 20 years in primary schools, special education, and adult education. She's also studied various healing modalities and is driven by knowing that there are many possibilities to create a different future, life, business, health, and happiness. She takes great pleasure in empowering people to know that they know as an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, and enjoys working with people of all ages and backgrounds to create the change they desire. So without further ado, I'd love to introduce Gina to you folks. Again, thank you so much for taking the time and being here. And
wow, thank you, Venus. That was an awesome introduction. And I'm very, 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 very excited to be talking with you today about change, choice, and possibility. So what is it that you would like to ask me? Because there's so much information out there, and I'm bursting at the seams. So is there somewhere that you'd like to start?
Yeah, actually, I would, because I do know that some people listen to this this radio show and don't even know what that means. So would you be willing to, like, talk about what is change, choice, and possibility to you? What does that mean? And let's just start there. What does that mean?
That's a great question. So change, choice, and possibilities is something that I really believe in, and it's taken a long, long, long time for me to actually know that I can change and I do have choice, and that there are ultimate, like, infinite possibilities. So when you are doing the same thing over and over again, this is me in my life when I was a few years ago with two young girls and growing up, and, you know, we were brought up in a Greek family. So, you know, the movie My Big Fat Greek Family, that was me. So if you can imagine, everything was preset and there was very little change, there was very little choice. And I felt like my possibilities were limited because I was set on a track where I had to grow up, get a few degrees, which I did, find a boy, get married, rear children, and then life sort of stops. And so as we're bringing the children up, I started to question and I started to explore, and I started, as most people do, go along this amazing spiritual journey to find out who we are and what else is possible, and what can we be, and what can we explore. And along the way, I did study some amazing modalities. And, you know, when you sort of try and find yourself, and you do find certain things that work and certain things that don't work and were not the right fit for me. And I came across Access Consciousness. And that was very, very interesting for me. I started to read some of their books, and they started to talk about change, choice, and possibility. So what does that mean for me? It means that I'm empowered to know that if there's something that's not working in my life, I have a choice to change it. And when you ask a question, certain things sort of open up. Lots and lots of interesting doors open up, and it's up to you to take that action. But there's no prescribed route for everyone. Everyone is on a very amazing journey, sometimes happy, sometimes not so happy. But empowering me to know that I know, you know, that innate ability when your gut says, this is true for me, that is the platform that I use to create big, and sometimes the creations that I choose are not so happy and not so expansive. And when I do, I don't judge myself. I just go, wow, interesting choice, Gina. I'm just not going to choose that again. And then there are amazing choices that I make based on a couple of questions, like what else is possible and how does it get any better than this? And once you start to explore that and really trust you, that capacity that you have when you know, and this is coming back to you. Everyone else around us is telling us what the recipe is for happiness and what else is going on around you. Follow this, follow that. Change, choice, and possibilities is really about you coming back to you and knowing that you are an infinite being and that you have the world is your oyster, really. So I could talk about this topic forever, but it has literally changed the trajectory of me, my family, the people who are playing with me. Your playground does get more expansive. The people who would like to choose misery and maybe the not so happy things possibly think I'm the happiest person on the planet. I may laugh too much, or I may say inappropriate things because I find everything joyful. And one of the interesting things coming around to this is I don't judge myself as often as I used to. So it actually springboards into more joy for me. So when I'm joyful, my children have a choice. They can either join that joyful train or they can choose to stay in that unhappy space. Most often than not, they sort of turn themselves back on again. So there's a couple of interesting tools and questions that the girls have now in their teens and now studying at university. They're actually springboarding into some interesting adventures. So when you change, when you choose for yourself, Venus, things start to increase, exponentialize, and expand into something that wasn't there before. So I encourage everyone to sort of look at this and go, okay, so if I'm not really creating the very thing that I'd like to create, what is going on? And ask more questions. And these questions really, as you know, if you come up with an answer, are not true questions with infinite possibilities. So a question like this amazing tool, how does it get better, any better than this? Sort of creates an expansive energy of, as opposed to a question that might have an answer tacked on the end, which really is just a conclusion. So was there anything that in that conversation that you'd like to sort of expand on?
Sure. So how would, because I know not everybody really gets this, like how do you choose just for you when, let's say, I mean, you have kids and a husband and you're living with people. I do great when I'm by myself, but...
And that conversation we just had was about me, myself, and I, and really that's where it starts. But in regards to choice, Venus, I know that you do this very, very well. Somewhere inside you, you have an internal barometer. You know when things are light for you or true for you, and you also know when things go wonky. Something happens to you physiologically, but also there's an awareness attached to it. So I tend to go in and I facilitate this, and I teach this to nearly everyone I sort of meet and who also come to the classes, is that when you know something is true for you, there's this expansive feeling within you. It just lightens up and goes, and that is true for you. If you are talking to someone or something's presented and you're looking at it and you're trying to make a choice, and it goes like there's a bit of a wonky, skewed up kind of sensation. Could be in your chest, it could be anywhere in your body, it could be just a knowing. If it feels really heavy, that actually is not true for you. So I won't ever go it's right or wrong, because they're judgments. But I will specifically say, if something feels light to you, it's true for you. And if something feels really, really heavy, it's not true for you. So maybe don't choose that in that 10 seconds. So you and I, Venus, could be looking at a baby's on ice on the table. Yummy, yummy, yummy drink for my body. I'd be looking at it going, oh my goodness, I think I'm going to have to order another 2 glasses. And you might look at it and go, no, this doesn't feel light for me, or my body's not choosing this. And then maybe half an hour later you go, yeah, my body would like to have that. And then magically the waiter appears with the glass of baileys. As it did in Rome when we were sitting down in this amazing little cafe at lunch one day. Right. And basically that was an awesome creation, awesome, where your body went, no, no. And we were both looking at the same thing and my body was lighting up going, oh, yeah, this is yummy, yummy, yummy. And then your body might have gone, no, no, no. And then it just turned around and said, huh, right now that would be delicious and orgasmic and yummy for my body. I'd like to have that. And then somehow that creation goes out to the universe. I don't know logically what occurred just then, but a waiter appeared, guys. As soon as she said, yeah, I'd like some of that, a waiter appeared and dropped a glass on our table and said, oh, I think someone's ordered this. And I went, no, I've got 3 glasses on my table already. And Venus goes, oh, I think this is for me. So to me, that exactly is the tools in motion, where you asked for something because it was true for you and somehow pulled on the molecules of the universe and just went, guys, whatever it takes, I'd like to have that. And the body went, yes. So that's choice. Choice is really choosing for you, but knowing what lights you up. If it doesn't light you up, it's not true for you. Even if someone else is saying so, it may not be the right choice for you. And it's a muscle that you calibrate, and it's a muscle that I did not have a long, long, long time ago, because I let other people choose for me. And unfortunately for myself, it didn't give me scope and sequence to explore who I am and what I know. Even though I knew, I actually chose to disbelieve that and chose to put all my energy into what everyone else knows. So I was also a people pleaser. And not to say that I'm not a people pleaser now, but I definitely will choose what works for me and what doesn't. And I would not consider myself rude, but there are ways to say no to people. I'm sorry, this isn't working for me right now, or I'm busy, or, you know, saying no is not such a bad thing, so I have to get over that as well. But choice is quite liberating. And the more you choose for you, the more it actually, like a muscle when you go to the gym and it's, you know, you're just starting, everything sort of hurts, you're not sure whether you want to keep doing it, and then all of a sudden you keep persisting because you're getting the endorphins and you're feeling really good, and all of a sudden you are building up a body with amazing muscle sets, and it's a natural thing for you. So I dare you to try it. I might have to give a health warning. It may cause too much joy and happiness if you start to choose for you. And let me just say on the other side, you are never ever dissing, and you are never ever disregarding, and you are never ever doing anything against anybody else when you are choosing for you. There's such an honoring when you are choosing for you. And when you are being that energy, others actually perceive that energy too. And they actually go, okay. So there may be circumstances where you might have to go along with something. And again, the other side to choice is that it's only good for a couple of seconds. So if Venus, let's just use you. When you took a sip of that Baileys on ice, that first sip, was it yummy?
It was delightful.
And then you put the glass down, and then we were conversing, and then the other choice was to pick the glass up, and then was the second sort of sip as delightful as the first.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and then you put the glass down, and then we kept eating and talking, and then you had another sip. And this goes on, so I'm just using that one singular example of choice, where if you paid attention to how many times you picked that glass up, every time you picked it up, there was a choice. Do I drink it? Do I not? Is it yummy? Is it orgasmic? Or is it not? And at that point, when your body says, no, I don't want to have this anymore, it may be halfway through the drink, it may be three quarters of the drink, it could be you've just sloshed the whole thing down your throat and gone, wah, and then it's gone, stop. And that choice of stop or no, this is enough, is just a choice. So if you're honoring of your body and you put it down, you actually have had such an amazing experience that that's a choice upon a choice upon a choice, and the choice is to stop. And then some people might go over that border and continue to drink. And once they have that third sip or the fourth sip and the body's already said stop, it might start to taste a bit funny in your mouth. So they're the little signals that your body's giving you to keep you on your track of what's true for you and what's not true for you. So it's a lot of fun when you start to notice the little choices that you make in your life. And it's the little choices that your body seems to do, like breathing. Do we pay attention to how many breaths we take in a minute? Do we pay attention to how many heartbeats goes on in a minute? No. But if your heart decided to stop, you would stop. And so it's making a continuous choice. It's those sorts of little choices that create change in your life. It's not the big ones. Everyone seems to think, oh my God, I want the house. I want, you know, to get married. I need the money. I need this. It's not the big choices. It's being aware of your little choices that creates the life and the living and the adventure and the expansiveness that is so much fun.
Mm.
Yeah.
Beautifully.
I'd like one of the babies now.
Yeah, right? So if you have any questions for Gina, you can call 202-570-7057. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Thank you.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Okay. Awesome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you, Gina, for all you've been talking about so far. And you said something in the beginning that really, like, perked up, because I'm like, I know that, you know, kind of in Access Conscious, we don't talk about the how so much. And I also know that there's people listening that do, you know, are like, well, how do I do that? And one of the things you talked about was that you don't judge yourself to the degree that you used to. And so what is a tool or a way that you stop yourself from judging you, from, yeah, being in that negative space, let's say?
Yeah, so what I, thank you, that's a great question, Venus. Growing up, I was a very, very nice person who did everything she was asked to do and beyond. I could also see what was required, like a bit of a futurist, and was also so super aware and psychic. So I was always people-pleasing, making sure that everyone had everything that they required. And eventually I started to look around and go, hey, what about me? So I didn't explore that what about me until adulthood, because it was a very uncomfortable thing to do. And along the way, as I was being there for everyone and doing everything for everyone, and also, I mean, I was creating too, but possibly looking for someone to support me and be that for me, I started to be a little bit disillusioned, because no one could support or be that energy for me. I kept looking. So I just went, well, if I'm nice enough to people, they're going to be nice enough to me. Along the way, I met some not so nice people, and judgments felt like a constriction and less choice. And you know, when you do, you are constantly moving, but you are never creating more for yourself. You're always creating more for others. And I think the light bulb went on a lot later on when I came across Access, when they asked me a question and I sat with it and I cried, when it was the most basic of questions. I mean, you study courses and there's some extremely long things that you need to remember, but this question was, what is it that you desire? What is it that you would like to have? What do you want, Gina? And I went, oh, no one's actually asked me that, ever. So I had to really think about what I required for myself. And if I wasn't receiving it from anybody else, I had to start gifting that to myself. So judgments along the way were, I'm not good enough, I'm not doing enough, I need to do more. And then my body started to hurt. And that's a very soft statement to include a lot of interesting things that would occur. And my body wasn't happy, because it wasn't in the computation of life and living. So getting over judgment for me was turning that question around, what is it that I'd like to have? What is it that I'd like to create? And know that when I put myself into that computation and include me in my body and put me and my body as priority, everybody else would have more of me to have and play with as well. And I think when the judgments, they haven't stopped, Venus. I'm really sorry.
What?
What?
You're not perfect?
What? No, far from it. I'm continually evolving, but these judgments will always be delivered to you. So the fortunate thing for me is that I've stopped delivering them to myself on a silver platter. That's the most freeing part. So others will continually blame you, point fingers at you, ask more of you, make you feel like you haven't done enough. But the thing is, when you start to know that you know, and you have, you're empowered and you have these amazing tools and you're putting yourself first, you can be aware of these judgments flying at you from others. They are external. You can hold on to them for as long as you want. It's a choice, but you don't have to. You can just be aware of them and go, huh, I must be doing a good job. If they're telling me I laugh too loud and I snort, wow, what's that really saying? Okay, they think I'm too happy. Wow, is that a judgeable offense on this planet? Possibly is. But on the other side of that is like, if I look at that, because I do get a lot of people who say I do laugh a lot, and I'm being very quiet on this radio show, But it's the silliest things that can get me started. It's just like, wow, they're judging me for being too happy. What is going on there? Thank you very much. I'm just going to continue to be my happy self, because that is kinder for me and especially my body. So judgments hurt if you do hold on to them. Judgments will hurt if you are not really reassured within yourself that you are an amazing, infinite, capable, magical, phenomenal being that can choose that happiness, or that can choose to stay in that yucky, murky energy. And, you know, sometimes I do have my moments where I might snap into something. And the beautiful thing about being these being and using these amazing tools and knowing that I know, my children who are now teens studying university will snap me at them and go, "Mummy, really? You're choosing that?" And in that moment you think, I'm choosing to be a bit of a cranky, you know, mummy. And you just sort of snap out. So I don't judge myself for being wrong, and they don't judge me either. That's the most amazing thing. They just go, "Mummy, that's not you." And you go, "Oh my goodness, that really isn't me. What am I doing?" And go, "Snap, I'm going to choose my happy." So it's not just happy, it's joyful. Happy you need to maintain. There's a joy when you start to choose this, and it bubbles from within, and there's an infinite source. So whatever comes your way, when you are choosing to change and you're choosing possibilities, no matter what comes your way, you can change it for you. I'm going to turn everything inwards and just say, you are what matters. Venus, you are what matters. All the listeners, you are what matters. Whatever else is going on around you is just there to distract you from you being you. So the judgments will fly at you for choosing more than what they're choosing. And hey, that would be the impetus for you to perhaps keep choosing what you're doing. And maybe someone might choose that too. You might be that invitation for change. So I invite you all maybe to make one choice today that might feel a little bit uncomfortable, but it could be just the very thing that could springboard you into the thing that you're asking for. And what else is possible?
So you talked about, thank you for that. So brilliant. And what you talked about asking, what does Gina want? And, and I'm like, cool. And this reality really does say that if you're asking that question, that's selfish.
Huh.
Can you?
Is it really selfish?
Well, I actually, no, it's not. But,
but I was. Well, that's the first question I ask. Yeah. That's the first question I ask. Is this really selfish? Or is this, this something that that I'd really like to have? And selfish is a judgment. Selfish has been used for quite a while as a word to stop you from choosing for you. Because if you choose for you, the lie in this reality is that if you have it, I can't have it. And everything that is, if we were to not have that in our reality anymore as a definition, what if a choice means if I have it, I'm an invitation for others to choose that too?
Beautiful.
When we're in nature, Venus, does the tree say, "I'm sorry, I'm going to reserve all my energy and all my oxygen for you, Gina," and Venus, you get a portion of it? No. Does the sun say, "I might shine my rays on Venus and make her as golden and, you know, feel amazing," and Gina, you get the shade, unless I'm sitting in the shade. It doesn't discern. Nature is just an amazing energy, and she shares her abundance. There is never any lack. And what we do in this reality, we actually buy into luck. So if you have something, Venus, I need to take it from you, as opposed to I'd like to have that and create it as well. And I'm coming from that energy of, wow, that's an invitation to have as well. And I never operate from luck. That has always, growing up in my big fat Greek family, it was always share, 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 never have. You know, if there was such an abundance of food, but there was always an abundance of people. So it was always this big community, and it was always involved, and it was always look out for your elders and look out for your aunties and your aunt. You know, everyone was important, and you were never in the equation. So if you knew that this universe had your back, if you knew this universe would support you in your asks, if you knew that everything you ask for is listened for, is listened to, and the universe conspires to create for you, why would you not ask?
And is there a limit to asking?
I just want to come back with more questions, but is there a limit? Is there a limit? Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is the sun got a limited time frame? I know it has night dusk, beautiful. But it still turns right. around and creates more light for someone else on the other side of the planet. Right. So I actually can't perceive a beginning and I can't perceive an end. It just is. It's always resourceful. And we just have to have the guts and the courage to ask for ourselves and also know that we're supported and that everything that we ask for may show up. The distance between you and your ask are your points of view. So if you think you're not going to get it, whatever you're asking for, will you receive it? Possibly not. But if you have an interesting point of view where you go, yeah, the universe has my back. I'm going to give this a go. I'm going to ask. And I'm not saying I'm going to ask for the Ferrari to show up in my driveway at 2 p.m. this afternoon and I'd like it in red leather, you know, and whatever. It's like, okay, give the universe a chance to conspire to move all this to create it. And I'm not saying it's going to occur or it's going to occur or not going to occur. It will occur at some point. But I'm saying it's as easy as maybe just carving out half an hour of your day to choose something that's expansive and light and joyous for you and your body a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we don't, that's how I started. I started off with 15 minutes a day and it included stopping. It included reading. It included sitting down away from the children with a cup of tea and drinking it warm. It included walking out into the sunshine without anyone asking me for anything. And then it started to branch off into painting and listening to podcasts and things that were fun for me that I did not include in my daily routine. And then all of a sudden I went, oh, wow, I can do this. Now I can expand a little bit on this. And then it just started to pervade all areas of my life. So change, choice and possibilities. Beautiful words. Amazing, amazing words with an amazing energy. If you know that they work, would you like to perhaps choose some change?
Yes, please.
That's a choice, yeah?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then when the possibilities show up, it's like an array of doors show up where they weren't there before. And they literally will just show up in a situation if you just ask, hey, what else is possible or how does it get better than this? And then it's up to you to get up and take action. So when you do ask for things, this is the thing that's not discussed. Can't tell anybody. It's a secret. So
we're just going to tell the whole world right now, but that's okay.
I absolutely love it. It's when we ask for things, it's not that it will just poof, just appear in front of you. Just imagine like a magic rabbit just magically appears in front of you if that's what you're asking for. It's like, wow, you ask a question and then there's some action that's required of you. That's the secret. If your awareness says, okay, pick up the phone and, oh, this person's popped into my head, call this person. That person may have the information to get you to the next step to create fully the thing that you're asking for. Or you might see a flash on the TV and it's talking about something and a word keeps pinging. Go find out what that word is. Or it could be a person, place or thing. It could be walking down the street and seeing a sign or a billboard or picking up a card or talking to someone, and it leads you to more action. So you trusting your awareness and then taking action on the things that you are aware of will create the thing that you're looking for and asking for. If you sit back and say, hey, the universe has me covered, the universe will create this. It will sit there created, but you will not have it. You need to take those actions. And hey, that's the adventure of life and living. So when I'm facilitating people and they're asking for things and they're saying, oh, this hasn't shown up and this hasn't shown up, when we sort of nut it out, we sort of work out that perhaps there's a point of view that they have, that if it wasn't there, could create the thing that they're asking for. And then once they don't have that point of view and they get a hit on something that that needs to be done or taken care of or looked at or spoken to, then they take that action and they're galvanized and they're, I don't know, there's a different energy and they keep creating and creating. But underneath all these asks, if you really know that you're going to have the thing that you're asking for, you'll have it. But if you ask for something and underneath you have that little niggly voice that keeps saying, Gina, can't have that. Or my mum didn't create it, so I can't create it. I could go on forever. I can't even give you the responses that could be underneath a topic. But everyone has that little niggly negative voice that actually poo-poos what you'd like to have. So, guys, if you are asking for some magic, keep asking and know that you can create it, but also watch your self-talk. That self-talk really, you know, will empower you to create or will disempower you to design. It's designed to stop you. And that's, I'm only just talking about you. Everybody else around you might not like you creating more, so they might start heaping the judgments on as well. So you might need to really, I was going to say something in Australian, but I'm going to keep it really light, Venus. You really might need to grow some, you know, and be really strong within yourself and just go, no, I'm having that. That's an inner strength that you will need to have for yourself, because no one's going to be cheering you on from the outside. You need to be there for yourself. And I'd be very interested to hear about your creations, because, oh my God, the world is your oyster when you're being this energy. It's just amazing. Mm. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Gina. We are going to take another short break. If you guys would like to call in and talk to Gina and ask her any questions about change, choice, and possibilities, you can call 202-570-7057. See you on the other side.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, with Gina, and we actually have a guest caller, Patricia, from Colorado.
Hi, Gina. Hi, Venus.
Hi. Hi,
thank
Patricia.
You so much. I've really enjoyed everything that I have heard. My computer did cut out a couple of times, so I'm hoping that my question is not something that you've already covered. But I've been involved with Access for a while, and I've been able to be a VARS facilitator for a while, and it's only been recently that I've actually started looking at it or actually starting to create it as a business. And I know in the past, one of the things that kind of stopped me was that I would look at the big picture and I would feel overwhelmed. And I think, you know, and so a lot of that negative self-talk that you talked about, you know, would seem to get the best of me. And so I didn't necessarily proceed. And now I think I can recognize it a lot more and actually quiet it down and everything. But I guess that's kind of my question. It's sort of like, you mentioned, you know, choice is in the moment. You know, it's like, you know, every 10 seconds or whatever, you're making a choice. And so, but when, you know, when things start moving and you start getting, you know, you start looking or that the desire to look more into the future, trying to figure it out or whatever, do you have anything to maybe advise about that? That seems to be kind of like where sometimes I tend to go and kind of get stuck.
Huh. So can we go back, Patricia, to what you think is the big picture? What is the big picture for you? That's one of the first things you said.
What is the big picture for me? The big picture for me is just being really successful. Maybe even to the point of not necessarily being able to keep up, requiring more than what I'm willing to give. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I've never really stopped to put it into words.
Okay, so all of that, would you like to just delete it?
Yeah, I would love to.
Awesome. So it's a choice to delete it once you're aware of what you have defined as the big picture. So let's go look at what you think is successful. Is that, and I'm going to be really brief because I'm mindful of the time, but is the success you are looking at into the future the success you'd like to have based on you and your capacity? Or is this a success that you are going to be measuring yourself up against based on everybody else's version and definition of success and what they're currently doing and what they're not doing?
Interesting. Yeah.
So all the definitions you have about success. Yeah, yeah. Would you like to delete it?
Sure. Yes.
Cool. And when you were talking about keeping up is where you are also measuring yourself and your actions up against other people. And what if you didn't have to do that?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
How expansive is that? So all the definitions you have about keeping up and everything that is unseen and unheard, all the lies that we've bought into that we need to keep up, would you like to delete them?
Yes.
Cool. So there is a clearing statement that we use in Access Consciousness, which you could look up, guys, on www.accessconsciousness, the clearing statement, which actually is a statement that can actually go in and wipe out the energy of the thing that you're keeping locked into place. It's a lie for you, but if you'd like to change it, you can. Just for this radio show, I'm using the word delete. Delete is just like on your computer. If you want to keep something, keep it, and if you want to let it go, it's a choice. You just put your finger on the button and press it down. I find it really funny because I've studied so many modalities, Patricia. It's just like you've got to do this. It's like the A to Z. It's a whole Encyclopedia Britannica of what you need to do to change things. And change can be really fast. What if it can be as fast as you couldn't even imagine? And what if when you really choose to change something, in the moment you do change it? So.
Yeah. Yeah,
and let's
great.
Go to, what did you say when you're requiring to be more, you're not willing to be that or do that? That's personal.
Say that again.
So when you were talking, was something about you're aware that you have to be something that you're not willing to be or do something you're not willing to do. When you were talking about success, there's something there, and it was for you.
Yeah.
The others were more like how you sort of measure yourself up against others and then use that to stop you from creating. And this one, whatever that was, let's just talk to the energy of that. Would you like to delete it?
Sure.
You don't have to. I mean, it's a choice. You can put your finger on the delete button.
Yeah, no, I guess I'm clear, or I know what it is that you're referring to, but...
Yeah, so without the words... Sorry. Keep going.
Say again.
Sorry to interrupt.
So I just wasn't sure what you were referring to, and then I thought, like, well, you know what, I don't really have to. I just can feel the energy, and anything that's based on
whatever that was, thing that's coming up again, do you want to delete that?
Yes.
Cool. And what if when you get a hit on doing something, I did talk about it earlier, what if you had the courage and the conviction that I'm doing this no matter what,
right,
and you just do it?
Right.
Sometimes it's uncomfortable, and sometimes we actually disguise excitement with fear, and we think, oh my God, I can't do this, and that's playing really pathetic. You are capable of doing and being everything. And what if you had so much belief in yourself? What if you were so empowered to know that you know that whatever you chose to do, you would, and I'm going to use the word succeed, but it's not the old terminology, you will be success. You will have and create an energy of, yes, I've done it, but not based on everybody else and what they've created in the past.
Right.
And how aware are you of the future?
Where am I in
that
the
energy?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, and let me talk to you about future creation. So I create really big events for a few people and a few companies, and I'm aware of when energy speaks. And I also have a pad, but I also use my phone extensively because I can't write when I'm driving, and obviously I shouldn't be using my phone, but I do pause somewhere and I record something that pops in because there's a future action required. So when you have these hits of something that's being created, sometimes the molecules dance in front of me and it's just like, oh, this is really interesting, what's that? And I might get a sense of what that energy is, but it's creating itself in the future. And I always ask the question, oh, wow, that's really cool and really fun. I'd like to do that. Is that for now or is this for the future? And I always mark on my phone or my book a future creation, future or now. If it's a now, I'm galvanized into, right, what's required? Let's do this. What choice am I making? What can I create? Mm-hmm. What's the next? And if it's for the future, I park it to the side and I know that it is something for the future and it might keep creating itself to a state or a solid state where I can go, hey, that's ready for now. What do I do with this now?
No,
so I hope that sort of helps because we are constantly aware of energy. We're constantly aware of inspiration and ideas. And sometimes those ideas, we're just so aware of everything else that's going on around us. It's not even ours. So is this mine? Mm-hmm. Is this for now? Is this for the future? And be okay. Those choices are just for the 10 seconds. And be really easy on yourself. Don't judge your creations. If you do, you will kill them. And Patricia, you are such an amazing being. You are unique. You know that. There is absolutely no point measuring yourself up against anyone. No one can create like you. No one can be you. They might want to mimic you, but I will outcreate everyone who wants to do that. But I'm reassuring myself, and I know inherently within me that I am an infinite being. You are an infinite being. So choose what feels like for you, and you'll always create something that's quite expansive. And sometimes we don't. Sometimes we choose something that's a little bit crappy. Go, wow, that was really an interesting choice. I'm like, I might not choose that one again. And then move on to something else.
Awesome.
So what would you, here's a question for you. What would you like to create and generate for your future? And sit down with that question and see what pops up. Because no one can create like you, but no one knows what you'd like to create. So if you aren't frank with yourself and sit down with those questions for yourself, no one can fill in the gaps. No one can give you an answer.
Right. Wow.
Oh, and here's another thing. No one will actually know what you are creating. So don't go sharing stuff. I know this is a bit weird to talk about, but when I'm creating, I don't look for anyone's approval. Unless I'm working in a big team, we will float ideas and everyone's contribution is amazing. And sometimes they're not so amazing, but they are the thing that's required to get to the next thing. Does that make sense? But when we're in our families and our workspaces, sometimes they might say a word or be an energy or just huff at you or do something. And it actually creates a wonkiness in your universe and you doubt your creation. So I just say, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. Yay. Thank you so much. That was great.
You are so welcome. I loved your question. Thank you so much for being brave enough to call in and ask. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Patricia. Thank you.
Wow, that was great. So one of the things I know about you, Gina, and I said it in the beginning when I introduced you, to me, you have an inner strength, you have an inner knowing that is, it's awe-inspiring. It's really, it's so inspiring. And I'm just wondering, you know, for those others that are listening out there that are like, I don't know where that is, or how do I find that, you know, where, what might be a tool or a question that they might be able to be asking themselves to help them tap into their own inner strength, their own inner knowing, their who they know themselves to be?
That's a great question. Thank you, Venus. I would start with everywhere that you have bought the lies that you are not strong and to delete them. All the lies that you've bought that you are, I'll give you an example. Growing up, I used to be an amazing student who would create at the very last minute. I'm one of those people that if I had an assignment in 2 weeks, I would leave it to the last 2 days and create something that will create an A++ kind of a result with a school. My family would go talk to the teachers at parent-teacher interviews, and they would actually say, my daughter is not working to her fullest potential. And my teachers would say, hey, she's producing these amazing works. But what they used to see is me laze around, create what I want to create, and then put me full onto gears and create something at the last minute. So I was labelled a few things, and one of them was lazy, which is far from the truth, because if you know me, I've got about 10 projects going on at all times, and that has never stopped since I was small. So that would be one thing that I've carried with me that propels me to keep creating, but I was creating from a different space. So I noticed that I had this label stuck to me, and it was just during my school years in primary that it just one day just surfaced, and I went, huh, I'm still holding on to this label. This really doesn't work for me anymore, so I'm going to delete it. So if you start to notice your own personal dialogue about the things that have been thrown your way that you're still holding on to, that are disempowering you from knowing that you be this empowered being and what you call strength, Venus, that is the start to being the thing that you were talking about before. The thing is, I'm not anything different to what you are. And in Access Consciousness, I truly get that we are not creating you as brand new, as someone who is extremely empowered and confident. You are that. You just haven't acknowledged it based on the lies and the untruths and the beliefs and everything, all the judgments that you've perceived as real and true that you've brought along the way that you're carrying with you. And if you notice those, and if you just go, hey, they don't work for me anymore, you're just like luggage. Just toss it over your shoulder. Just get rid of it. And there's another one, and there's another one. You'll end up feeling lighter. I mean, you're not burdened with that stuff and that dead weight anymore. And all of a sudden, you just go, huh, I feel different. Wow, this is really cool. You might start to laugh a little bit more and feel lighter and joyous, and your choices might be different because you're choosing something not through the filter of those judgments. You're choosing it for you. And I think the minute I talk about my big fat Greek family and I laugh about it, the minute I chuck that one out and I love where I've been brought up, my history, but I am not that. I am me. So if you start with acknowledging you, that you are this already, and then you delete your points of view, you'll start having that, not start having, you'll be that. You already are that. It's just cleaning up all the garbage in your data bank, in your brain, in your body, in your being, in your life, in your historic stuff. So it starts with you choosing to have this and you choosing to be this and then really facilitating yourself. So you could go see a facilitator. You can ask them for advice. But I tell you what, guys, you know, and I'm so, so grateful. Thank you.
Wonderful. Gina, and how can people find you? We'd love to know how they can find you in the world.
Thank you. You can Skype me at Gina Charos, GINACHAROS, for private sessions, and also on www.accessconsciousness.com/Gina Charos. And I would love to play with you and see what else we can explore. Thank you, Venus. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Wonderful, everyone. We'll hear you, talk to you next week. Have a great week.
Thank you.